Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, in the process of your faith. You're going to be encouraged in how God will allow everyday situations to shape and make you, to grow you in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to empower you, to strengthen you, even to let you understand the purpose of your life and the things that God will use to drive you to purpose. And it is a place where you become light, more like Him. Line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. You become more and more like Jesus Christ. You shine so that someone else will see the light, that they will be drawn to the light of who you are, encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in and empowered in how you go through things, drawn to know Jesus Christ, and even strengthened in their relationship. It's a place where you see yourself becoming the salt, the salt that is fortified and that is true and authentic and not a counterfeit, not someone that is walking in a form, but actually empowered in their life, in their spirit, to deliver that same love, that same character of Jesus Christ in a way that people will know that it is the Lord living in you through the Holy Spirit. In this empowerment, you're going to understand that God chooses unlikely people. He chooses them for the glory, for His purpose, for His plan. And it is a call that is not for a position or a title, but it is a call of the kingdom. It is a call of witness. It's a call of love, of great salvation, that you identify with Jesus Christ. And you identify with Him as not only being the Savior of your life, but the Lord of your life. You identify with this death, burial, and resurrection. So we're going to go in, and we're talking more into destiny. My life is in His hands, plan, destiny, and faith. And then we're going to go into faith even more. And we said last week that in Romans 8, verses 28 through 30, we were talking about that verse and how powerful that verse was, and we read that scripture. So we're going on with that scripture, and this is basically to help us understand that we have a destiny and we have a purpose in God, and that everything that we endure, what we go through, our experiences, the good and the bad, that it's going to work for our good as long as we trust God, because nothing in our life is wasted. God uses every detail of our life that we don't even understand as a witness, as something that we can add to, as something that we can see, that we can see Him more in our life and the grace of Him in our life, but also as a witnessing too for someone who says, you don't understand what I've gone through or what I've been through, because they're not going to see the life that you're living now. They're not going to see where you've been or what you've been through. They're only going to see the glory of God, that as you come out, you're coming out as pure gold. Every situation that you go through and you do it the way that God says, how He's going to authenticate you, the anointing in you, and He's going to command the dross of who you are, the places in your life that don't look like Him, you know, that attitude, that behavior, that conduct, that thinking, and He uses those situations to drive those things out, that as we trust God, we take on the mind of Him even the more. We take on the character of Him even the more. So the destiny that He has for us is greater than what we could ever, ever imagine or think or comprehend with our mind, our normal mind. This is something that has to be caught in the spirit. And if you can catch it in the spirit and the little that He gives you, He'll add to that. God will never show us the full picture. He only shows us glimpses of it so that we can conceive that, receive that, begin to walk towards that. And as we go forth, we're going to be tried, we're going to be made, we're going to be shaped to become, as He says, at what He's shown us. We're in a process still. We're still on an ongoing process. That place of there, Abraham was commanded to go to that there place. And in that there journey, that process began. And God began to shape him and make him and change him. That he went from Abram to Abraham because God was doing something in his character, in his life, to reshape him and establish him as a man of faith, a man of God. So He does the same thing with us. We're on a process, and the process is an ongoing one. We will never, ever finish this until He cracks the sky or we go to sleep and be with Him. But we're going to be on a process of becoming more and more like Him until that time. God uses all of our experiences, like I said, to bring him glory. He's sovereign. He knows how to work through us. He knows how to work through everything that we go through, everything that we've learned, the things that we even desire, our education, our life experiences. And he does this for his glory. He does this for his glory. God uses the good and bad experiences, as I said before. He uses the stuff that we don't want anybody to know about to shape us and make us. He uses even our bitter experiences to accomplish his divine will. And bitter experiences are the things that happen to us that may not be our fault. It could be something that happened in the form of our upbringing, how we were raised, what happened as we were young adults, experiences that are that life itself tried to make us bitter. But God uses it and turns it around, and he uses it for a testimony. If you were abandoned by your parents in foster care, if you had a parent that died at a young age and you had large responsibilities, if you were molested or raped, if you were born with a disease, a sickness, an illness, if you had encounters that were just seem overwhelming in your life, God uses all those bitter experiences and he turns it around for good. He works all of that out for our good. And he does it in a way that we can never, ever, ever explain. And how we know that is because if we look at the life of Joseph, what he endured was bitter pain. To be betrayed by his brothers, hated by his brothers, put into sold into slavery, losing his inheritance, because once you became a slave, you would lose your inheritance to your natural father. He was losing his inheritance because his name was going to be changed. So his name would have been forgotten. His inheritance, his legacy that would have been built with his father and his father's house was gone. So there was no inheritance there. There was no one to save him where his father had been the hedge of protection before. Now he was not. His brothers had sold him. And so now he's at the mercy of wherever he's going, whoever he's going to be given to. But he knew within himself once he, because, you know, you have that awe moment of you can't believe this. Like, this is a dream. That this can't be happening to you. You have that moment in your life when you're going through that bitter experience, but then you come to grips with that place, and you understand that even in this, somehow you know it's going to work out. I remember losing my parents. I just felt like it was a dream that this someone was going to wake me up when I lost my mom and then when I lost my dad. I just felt like someone was going to wake me up and tell me it was a dream. Yeah, that, you know, and the pain of where I was so great and so hard that I was like, God, I need you right now. I need to feel you. I need to know that this is going to end, that this pain is going to end. And somewhere in between all of that, God took the pain away and gave me the assurance that it was going to be okay, that it was going to work out, that I was going to be okay, my family was going to be okay, and that he was going to make this thing work for my good. And I couldn't understand how, but I understand it now more a little bit. The pain is still there, but not into the dimension that it used to be, where it was so much that it felt like my heart was going to explode. And now, you know, it's not like that. But it was during that time that the reassurance of God came that I could not allow the situation to make me bitter, to make me angry, to make me go into a place that I could not see the goodness of the Lord. Because in all of my years, I was raised in a Christian home, and my parents prayed, and they were prayer warriors and faithful in ministry and faithful with the people of God. They were givers. They taught us the ways of the Lord. So in all of that, I saw the goodness of God. And even though they were not with me, what they put inside of me, the legacy of what they put inside me, that God allowed them to do, still lived on. It still was going on. Those seeds were still there. So I had to use that experience, not in a bad way to become bitter, but to understand that even in this, God was still good and that he was going to use this. And when I talk to people now who lose a parent, who've lost both parents, I'm able to identify with the place that they're at and give them wisdom of how God brought me through it. So that's what I mean, the bitter places in your life. God will use that as part of your destiny to push you to be an instrument of righteousness for someone else, to be that witness that can identify where they're at and what they're going through and how they're feeling. Because even though they're feeling it now, you've already felt it. The Bible lets us know that Jesus is touched by the feelings of our infirmity. So there's nothing in our life that he has not been touched by, that he has not felt, that he has not had to bear, that he has not undergone, that he can identify within our lives. And so God uses us as that same type of witness in someone else's life, so that whatever we go through, that's what I mean, it's not going to be wasted. You're going to be able to use it to help, to push, to fuel, to encourage, to even heal someone who's going through something that they feel like is so much that they cannot bear. You're going to be able to use that experience to not only encourage them and help them, but to point them to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. So nothing is going to be wasted. Everything in your life that you encounter, that you go through, that you face, good and bad, bitter and all, God will use for your growth, for your destiny, for where he's taking you. And he'll enlarge you more and more, because as you experience life, there will be something else that you will encounter, and that will be added to your overcoming testimony, because God will walk you through what you need to go through. And he's going to help you. He's going to help you when you're feeling overwhelmed as a mom or a dad, as a sister or brother, as you take care of your parents sometimes. It could be overwhelming. I went through that experience of taking care of my father, and my sister helped me out greatly. And even with my mother, even though she was in the hospital, we took care of her, and it was a tedious task. But I was willing to do it because they took care of us when we were younger, and it was 8 of us. So my father and my mother poured out love that we then returned, poured on them. So I'm just grateful that they showed us how to do that. It's not wasted. That same love shows up in ministry, in the lives of people, in the lives of family. It shows up to let them know that no matter what you go through, they can love you genuinely, and they don't want anything. They just want to be a blessing to you in your life. And so everything that you encounter, everything you learn, God will use it in your life. And that's what I want you to understand. I want you to hold on to that, because the Lord knows exactly where you are, and he knows exactly how to bless you in the face of your trials and your tribulation. He knows exactly how to do that. We have someone on the line, so let's see if we can answer their question. Hello, this is Favor of God. Pastor, can I help you?
Oh, hey, good morning, afternoon, whatever. Good morning, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Oh, I was just listening, and what you're saying is very edifying to the body of Christ. I really appreciate that. You know, you said something about you was taking care of your father when he got elderly. And I was reminded by a friend of mine who had the same thing with his mother. And his mother was very abusive when he was a younger child. But through it all, he still had the respect for his mother and the awesome awe of God to do what he's supposed to do to take care of his family. Because the Bible does say, if you honor thy father and thy mother, your days will be great up on the earth. But although she was a very abusive woman, he still took care of her. He didn't actually put her in a nursing home. He had somebody come in, like a live-in nurse, you know. But everybody kept saying, well, how could you do that? She just dogged you out of the child. And he just reminded them what God said to him in the Word, honor thy father and thy mother, you know.
Yes.
So I thank you for that, what you just said, and because it's probably to my mother. She's in her 60s. I mean, I'm 45 myself. And she still had a little bit of life in her. She's very vibrant. But I know it's going to come a day where we had to make choices. I think it was me and my brother. What are we going to do with our mother? Because my father, I never knew him. But, you know, my father in heaven, he's the best dad in the world. So it's just that I think the thing is right now, when she becomes to that age, how are we going to treat her at that age? You know, and so it's a challenge. Because life is not easy.
It's going
and
to
I
be,
also
you, you'll be surprised the strength of the Lord that will come when you're in facing these situations and how God will teach you, even in the hard and the bitter places, how to trust him and how to love him. And it is through that that God will allow the expansion of your heart, of your mind, to conceive a greater love, that agape. And that love is what pushes us, that strength of that love is what pushes us to do what our natural minds, our natural abilities emotionally could not do. And God uses all of that, because even though your friend experienced things, the love of God was demonstrated to show other people that when you suffer wrong, when you go through a Joseph situation, God is able to take that and he's able to use it and bless you, and that you might be a blessing to other people as you share your life, as they see your testimony. They're living out your testimony, your overcoming testimony, that in the midst of all of it, God still can be glorified. And that's the thing that we have to embrace. That's how we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord. That's how we overcome the evil stuff, because we can react. We're human. But we desire and we choose to take on him and let his will be done in spite of ours. And that's the thing. When the time comes, you know, when for you to make those hard decisions, when the time comes for you to take care of your mother, or the time comes, even if, God forbid, something happens and you have to take care of your brother, or your brother has to take care of you, God will give that increase. He will give that strength that is necessary, that no matter where you find yourself, he's always there as a very present help.
Yes, amen. But that's all I wanted to say. Also, for a footnote, I looked you up on LinkedIn. My name is Minister Aaron Hubbard, so if you can sign their request and accept it, you know, that'd be good, too. If not, I understand.
Okay, I will. I will. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you know, I was expecting to be picked up, but I was listening in. But thank you for picking up my line. I appreciate that.
Amen. You be blessed. And please stay tuned. Every time you get an opportunity, listen in or go back in the archives and get something. I try to give everything that God says and inspire his people. This is his will. He wanted me to do this, so I'm doing what he says. And making sure that the people of God are encouraged in the process of walking by faith.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Be blessed.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.